Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about pig. We have Kara Dyer. She's the founder of Storytime Toys. Hi, Kara, 你好。
Hi, 你好。
Right, I'm very excited because we are going to talk about one of my favorite animals.
Wonderful. What's your favorite animal?
Pig.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a pig. And my mom always said that I'm the happy-go-lucky pig, and she really believed that I have a special fortune just because I was born in the year of pig.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Right. And then I know you like a story about the three little pigs.
Yes. It's a wonderful story.
Yeah. Can you remind me? It's been a long time.
Sure. Of course. So The Three Little Pigs is a fairy tale that's told to young children. And it's about three pigs who go out on their own. Their mother forces them out of their house and they build their own houses. And so one pig is very lazy and he builds his house out of straw and he doesn't put much effort into it. He just kind of makes a heap of straw and moves in. The next pig is a little bit more of a hard worker and he builds his house out of sticks, puts a little bit more time and effort into it, but he's still a little bit lazy and he moves right into his house of sticks. And then the third pig is a very hard worker and he wants to make himself a very nice house that's very safe. And so he builds his house out of bricks and he takes a lot of time and makes it really great. And of course, a wolf comes along and he knocks on the first pig's door and he says, "Little pig, let me in." And the little pig says, "Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin." And the wolf says, "I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down." And of course, because his house is made out of straw,
all fell down.
The straw blows away. Yeah. And so he runs to his brother's house who has made the house out of sticks. And the wolf comes to the stick house and he asks to be let in, and the little pigs say, "Not by the hair of our chinny chin chins," and the wolf blows down the stick house. Mm-hmm. And they run to their brother's house that has built the house of bricks, and they run in, and the wolf tries to get in, and they say, "Not by the hair of our chinny chin chins," and he tries to blow down the house, but because the house is made safe and sound out of bricks, he's not able to.
Yeah, and, so happy ending.
Happy ending. The pigs are fine. And actually the wolf tries to go down the chimney, but he burns his tail in a pot of boiling water.
Oh, gosh.
And runs away, never to be seen again. And so the pigs are safe.
Gosh, that's pretty cool, huh?
Yes.
Okay. I found that some fairy tales are pretty brutal sometimes, a bit gruesome.
Yes.
Let's wrap up the story.
Okay.
Chinese people love pigs, not only because they are quite cute and quite smart, and Chinese people love eating pork.
Yes.
Right, to say it, zhu.
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 Yeah, only one word. It's a first tone, so we can make it a bit longer and make it flat. Zhu.
Zhu.
Yeah, zhu. And then it means pig in general. Can be swine, can be different type of category.
Ah.
So if we want to say a boar, then we say a shan zhu.
Shan zhu.
Yeah, shan means mountain. So the mountain swine is the boar.
Okay.
That's how Chinese people put together. So it's a zhu is more like a collective term. To describe a big pig, we say da zhu.
Ba zhu.
Da zhu.
Da zhu.
Yeah, da means big. So da zhu.
Da zhu.
Yeah, and small pig, little piglet, xiao zhu.
Xiao zhu.
Da zhu, xiao zhu.
Da zhu, xiao zhu.
Yeah. So if we want to say a big pig gives birth to a small pig, a piglet, we can say da zhu sheng xiao zhu.
Da zhu sheng xiao zhu.
That's it. You see, sheng is the character for give birth.
Oh, okay.
So in this case, we can say da zhu, a big pig, gives birth to a small pig, a piglet, xiao zhu.
Okay.
Yeah. You see, Chinese is easy.
Yeah.
So earlier, the three little piggy stories. In this case, we have three. So three in Chinese is san.
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 That's right. And then the way to count animals in this case, especially pigs, we say zhi.
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 Yeah, san zhi together is three.
Ah.
And we know it's a unit four animals, and 三只小猪.
三只小猪.
Yeah, that's three piglets.
Ah.
Three little pigs.
Okay.
And I do remember this story. I just wanted you to tell it again. When I was a kid, we learned this story, and the direct translation, the title of this story, it's exactly 三只小猪.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. So three piglets, 三只小猪.
三只小猪.
Yeah, I love this story because I'm also number three in the family. I have two sisters. They are older than me.
Uh-huh.
And I always think about, I'm the smart pig. But the truth is, the third pig, the youngest one, he was the diligent one. And I noticed that I'm not always the most diligent person in the family.
Oh, well, it's something to aspire to, though.
That's right. But I like to think, I'm the smart one as well.
That's right.
Right. 三只小猪. Thank you, Kara, for sharing story with us. Today we talk about pig, and it's 猪 in Chinese.
猪.
猪. To say big pig, 大猪.
大猪.
Small pig, 小猪.
小猪.
And to say the three piglets, 三只小猪.
三只小猪.
Yeah. And I guess in the story time, we don't talk about pork. We only talk about how lively, adorable the little piglets are and how smart and how much they manage to fight for their survival.
Right, that's right.
We don't want to talk about the become the pork on the dish in the Chinese restaurant.
Right.
Okay, so let's erase that part. Okay. Thank you so much, Kara. And thank you. Today we talk about pig, 猪. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.